Brewers and Pirates at PNC Park. Welcome back, Starling Marte, the outfielder making his first start since April 17th after being suspended 80 games for PED use. We picked this one up scoreless in the third.
0-2 to Shaw. Hit in the air, deep right center field. Goodbye, baseball. Hello, Allegheny. Travis Shaw hits a three-run home run, and the Brewers take a 3-0 lead. The 0-1, this is hit in the air center. Long run for Broxton, and Broxton dives and makes an amazing catch. Broxton with an amazing read off the bat, incredible range, and he laid out and made a tremendous catch in center field. 3-1 pitch, hit in the air, deep right. Santana looks up, and it is gone. And Josh Harrison has tied this game with one swing of the bat, a two-run home run out to right field, his 11th of the season. The 3-2. There go the runners. Ground ball through the right side. That's into right field. Rounding third, headed for home is McCutchen. He's going to score. The throw to third, not in time to get Bell. It's an RBI single for David Fries. And the Pirates take a 4-3 lead. We'll see it again. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Tying run at second. Here's the pitch. Runners go. Check swing. They'll appeal. He went. And the ball game is over. Fastball at 100. And Mark Wegner punches out Thames. Rivero strikes out the side. And the Brewers fall for a third consecutive game. Second consecutive to the Pirates.
Pirates hold on, 4-3 or final. Felipe Rivero gets the save for the second straight night, striking out the side in the ninth. Marte, 1-for-3 with a walk and a run scored in his return from suspension. Ivanova gets the win, his 10th of the year. Here's Brewers skipper Craig Counsell after the loss.
I mean, we jumped out to a lead, and they put a good inning together against Junior. He pitched extremely well for the first five innings. I thought probably his best we've seen him, so I think there's something really positive to build on there for him, because I thought he was, that was Junior Gear of last year for sure for the first five innings. And, give him credit. They, he made some mistakes in the sixth with the fastball and got behind again, which he had pretty much stayed ahead for most of the game prior to that. So, getting behind to Harrison, walked Marte and get behind Harrison, and Harrison hurt him.
For as good as he was over those first five innings, do you think it was a matter of them kind of catching up to the fastball and getting a better read on it?
No, I mean, look, you fell behind in the count. I mean, he walked Marte, he fell behind Harrison. That's been a lot of what's got him in trouble this year. Up until that point, I thought he did it. He fell behind a couple hitters for their first two times through the order, but he was really good. And his fastball was crisp tonight for sure, as good as we've seen it. And I mean, I think this is a positive start for Junior. I think it really is. I think it's something to build on, hopefully.
Yeah, the 3-0 start there in the third inning, but did you feel like you left some runs on the board?
Well, I felt the umpire left some runs on the board for us. He says it hit his pants. I mean, if he's got good enough eyes to see that it hit his pants, not his leg, if he got good enough eyes to say it hit his pants, I guess that's why he's an umpire.
And that's not a reviewable?
It's not reviewable. Interference is not reviewable.
Okay. Just with the offense overall, 3-for-16 with runners in scoring position, just how much are you missing the timely hit right now?
Yeah, I mean every baseball game that'll be played, that has been played and will be played, is, you got to get hits of runners in scoring position. And some nights you're not going to get them. Last couple nights, we've got guys on. Just unable to get that next hit. The second inning was the inning that we got a little rally second and third, nobody out, and he made some good pitches to Manny and Keon. That's come away with zero. That was a tough one, but keep getting them on. I always said keep getting them on, and the runs will come.
You've said that, right? Like, as long as the traffic on the base.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think you're going to have, get traffic and keep getting on base, put pressure on them. I think good things will come from that. Last two nights, we haven't got that next hit.
Travis Shaw socked a three-run homer and collected three hits in Tuesday's loss against the Pirates. Here's Shaw after the game.
It was outside. He missed it. He didn't like my reaction to his mistake, obviously, but I mean, it's a one-run game in the eighth. He's got to be a little better than that, but I mean, it is what it is. Called it a strike. Didn't like my reaction.
Is that kind of a microcosm of the last few games, just kind of the frustrations you guys have felt as a team, or is that generalizing too much?
Generalizing a little too much. Today was frustrating. Obviously, we're up 3-0 and blow that game, but same time, we just got to come back tomorrow ready to go.
On a more positive note, you're 10-13 against Nova, and he's had a really good season this year. Sort of what have you seen when against somebody's pitching, or what worked so favorable for you in that matchup?
I can't really pinpoint what it is. Everybody seems to have one guy they really enjoy hitting off of, and Nova tends to be mine.
Junior Guerra gave up three runs off three hits and struck out four in 5 2/3 innings of work. He picked up a no decision in Tuesday's loss against the Pirates. Here's Guerra on his performance.
In realidad, me sentí bastante bien.
Definitely felt good the first few innings. My velo was there, my location was there. I felt good with all my pitches, and hopefully I can build from this, and we're on the right track.
In realidad, sí cambiaron rápidamente, pero bueno.
Things changed real quick, and you know, that's part of the game, you know. And I missed my spot on a couple pitches, and they were able to take advantage of that, and that's part of it.
Bueno, sí, en realidad me sentí bastante muchísimo mejor que las salidas anteriores.
I definitely feel like this is a game to get me right on track, and I feel like I've been working hard with our pitching coach DJ, and I think this is a game that we can build with going forward.
Milwaukee will look to bounce back in Game 3 of this four-game set on Wednesday when they send Zach Davies to the mound.